This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another night of violence. I don't know how many nights were going on now. And a lot of our friends are in the police force and, you know, a lot of our friends are out there protesting. And there's a lot of us that are in line with the original protest of George Floyd shouldn't have had to die. You have a lot of people that are just, you see National Guard taking a knee. See, even cops take a knee. Problem is when you look at the protests, they then change. Somebody's screaming, you know, anti-racial stuff, anti-everything, anti-president, and so as these riots grow, the focus changes. And you have some people that go, look, I'm kind of here because I don't like what happened to George Floyd. I think it was wrong, and I am here to support. I'm not here to say blank the police. And so there's the protests and the protesters aren't all in line. Just like the majority of the protesters that go there during the day that are organized, right? That have their loudspeakers that, you know, have an organized protest. They have nothing to do with the riot. They don't have any plans on looting stores and taking Nike shoes or robbing a Target. So it's a mess, okay? You don't have just a simple protest. Protests are fine. Like I said, nobody has an issue with protests. The cops don't have an issue with protests. The military doesn't have an issue with protests. Protests are a God-given right. It's a constitutional right. All right, what's happening here where you're getting cops shot in the head, where you're getting pharmacies looted, so medicines and, you know, stuff for that neighborhood gone, when you're getting small business owners beaten the crap out of, that. Why is a business owner getting beaten up? That I thought the whole point was a protest against what happened to George Floyd. But now I guess it's anti-business owners. And let's break their walls, break their, you know, windows and loot. So and it's a shame because, you know, the original protest is a very, very understandable, good core protest, okay? You know, people in custody should not die. I think the majority of the country, you know, agree with the protesters. Where you've now lost the rest of us is when you start changing the discourse, when you start changing the conversation, and then when you start shooting at cops. Okay, I thought this was supposed to be peaceful. I thought we were against killing. I mean, now really this is about let's do mayhem on police, and you know, I'm not sure exactly how many days or nights now they've been working straight, but I don't think they've had a break now in days. I think they're tired. I think they want to get home to their families. And if people aren't going to appreciate the cops, then here's my question to you guys. Should we just let them go home? Let all cops say, you know what? Screw it. Right, like Cartman. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Let the cops go home. Say, you know what, guy? It's on you. Fine. You don't want us. You don't like us. You don't, you know, appreciate what we do every day. We're out. And let the military take over. This is what I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let me reiterate, the protests aren't the problem. Protests are fine. the protests start out nice. They got the signs. People are, you know, they're together. That's, you know, again, it's something that was symbolized by Martin Luther King, and they are very, very effective. And then the various stages, which we've talked about, you go from stage two, stage three, where you go from individuals, people deciding to, you know, put, you know, a cab or whatever, or F this or F that. And then you have more people coming in, and we're going to talk about this also. There's bricks, like, being planted throughout the... We'll talk about that, because some people think there's a conspiracy theory there. Some people, you know, think that there's more to that. But, I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should cops just take off? Just take a break. They deserve a break. I mean, not the one who killed George Floyd. But, you know, these, again, innocent until proven guilty, but still. I think the cops that do, you know, what they do for L.A. and Las Vegas and Portland and Reno and whatever. I mean, I know I'm very, very grateful, with the exception of when I get a traffic ticket. I am very grateful for a lot of the work they do. Now, mind you, there's problems. Okay, there's good cops and bad cops. Just like there's good doctors and bad doctors. There's good teachers, there's bad teachers. Lord knows, I've seen plenty of that. So, maybe... Right? People don't like the police, and now they're getting shot at. Let them go home. Let the military come in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, people say no, but then the military are going to shoot. The military are going to shoot. Apparently, there was in one city, the cop got in trouble because he pointed a gun at one of the protesters. I think that headline's wrong. Nobody, it's not, the protesters are the ones that are the calm, the logical, the peaceful people. There's a difference between a rioter and a protester. A rioter is somebody that's starting to accost you, that's starting to engage you, that's throwing stuff at you, that's grabbing a brick, okay? That's trying to do bodily harm. That's a rioter. A protester is somebody holding their sign, you know, and saying, you know, no justice, no peace. Big difference. So I don't know what to do to keep our cops safe or to keep our businesses safe or to keep other people safe. But people are getting hurt, and I see what people are doing. They're pulling us out of cars and beating us up. You have people on the freeway in San Jose. All they're doing is driving on the freeway, and they're getting pulled out of their car. So if people don't appreciate the police, police are getting shot, right? And these aren't, maybe give them a break and let the military come in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ryan thinks that the media needs to stop covering the protests. That's interesting. Let me just talk about that. Yeah, you're right. And again, I hate to say the word protest because there's protests and riots. I am pro-protest. I'm anti-riot. Okay, there's a difference. I don't think people are doing wrong protesting what happened to George Floyd. I think the rioters are doing wrong. And I think these protests, you know, getting out of hand is wrong. And I think cops getting shot and protesters getting hurt and business owners getting, you know, having their businesses destroyed. That is, I think, wrong. So, you know, does the media play a part? You know, it's really interesting because people say that when a mass shooter, a soon-to-be mass shooter, sees other mass shooters glorified on TV, they want that to be them. And so they will decide to mass shoot also so they get the fame. It's an interesting theory. A lot of people subscribe to that. Others say, no, if somebody's going to be a shooter, it's not about the fame. They're going to shoot. But there is a working discussion here on, you know, how much does the media play? You know, do people, once they see cameras, do they get energized? Does that provide an impetus for them to start to go from peaceful to riot? My initial answer to that is no, because again, if somebody is going there planning on, you know, causing harm, saying, man, I am going to mess some poop up tonight, just seeing the camera, you know, maybe that might be the moment in time they might do it because they could be on camera, but I don't think just because there's a camera there. Just like, you know, the concept of birth control and teenagers having sex. If you give the teenager birth control for her periods, you know, will that force her to have sex? No. If a girl wants to have sex, she's going to have sex. All right? You know, maybe it could provide an added barrier, but it's not the inciting event. In fact, there was a video, I don't know if it was in Atlanta, where one of the reporters was getting sacked by a whole bunch of protesters or rioters, I should say. So trust me, people in the media, you know, don't always want to be right there. You know, it's not safe at all. And unfortunately, the media has to cover it. You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people in the media are like, well, you know, if we just don't cover it, then, you know, maybe, you know, it'll go. That doesn't work because it's like if you stick your head in the sand, things won't happen around you. No. Okay, these protests are going to happen. A lot of people don't even watch the news anymore. So I think at this point, we who aren't a part of the riots want to know what's going on. Okay, you know, we need to know if our business is going to get looted, or, you know, we need to know who's getting hurt. We want to see if our kids or their friends are there and go, wait a second, what are you doing over there? Put that brick down. So I think, you know, the media being involved at this time, they have to. Whether they, you know, choose to glorify, you know, a rioter or not, that's something that then can be debated. But in terms of the coverage of it, I'm sorry, we do need to have the coverage of it. And people want to know. This is like some major civil unrest. These are some of the worst riots we've seen in America. This is something that has to be covered. Now, curfews. So New York tried to instill a curfew. I think New York City tried to instill a curfew of 11 p.m. last night. It didn't do jack diddly squat. Apparently stores were still looted. There was still mayhem. You know, I have kids. I have two sons, and we've never done a curfew because they don't listen. And well, it's not that they don't listen, because I mean, I could get all mama on their beds. I could be like, oh, hell no. I mean, but every time I tried to say we'll be home by this time, they knew it was random. And if they wanted to do what they wanted to do, you know, and then sometimes they'd come home before the curfew, sometimes they'd come home after. So for every time they come home before the curfew, I think, all right, I'll add an extra hour, I'll add an extra hour. The problem with curfews is if there's a curfew so people don't loot after a certain time, they're already breaking the law. So, whether they decide to wait till 11 p.m. or not, so I don't think curfews work. The city shutdowns might have to work. And keep in mind, we're supposed to be reopening. Okay, we had this whole coronavirus thing. We're supposed to be reopening right about now. And casinos are, I think, supposed to open in 40 hours. I think in 40 hours, our casinos open. I don't see how. I don't see how. Curfews are a nice thing to do. They're not violent. You know, it allows the law enforcement to hopefully have clean streets and quiet streets. But from what it looks like, people are too angry. You know, there's too much planning going into this. The riots are still breaking out. So then that brings this next story of what are all these mysterious bricks and pallets of bricks doing around the city or around the country. Now, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So for any of you that have ever been off the strip area in Las Vegas, Nevada, our state mascot is the orange cone. Okay, all we are always doing is construction. So there's an orange cone here, there's an orange cone there. Orange cone, pallets of something, there's construction trucks. Little boys love Las Vegas because it's just, you know, Bob the Builder stuff all over the place. I mean, you got all these big trucks and forklifts, and so there's stuff all over the place. So if I saw a big pallet of bricks, I wouldn't think anything of it because you have to dump the stuff somewhere and then you use it, right? You know, or pavers or whatever. Yet apparently, you know, it's seeming odd in a multiple of these other cities. And there's these videos of people going, okay, what the hell is this? And they see these pallets or they see these bricks and they're in certain areas and they're like, well, why? Now, one of my buddies from L.A., who lives near, I think he lives near Granada Hills, sent me a video sent me a video of these bricks near a bus stop. Then somebody else from the area said, no, those are there to protect the bus stop. Okay, I don't know. I mean, when I lived in California and I took the bus, I don't really remember there being a lot of necessary, you know, stones to be there, so I don't know. All I do know is Van Nuys got hit pretty hard last night, and what I do know is many people are being able to break these windows by throwing bricks. But this is the one video that really hit me. There was a black woman, and good for her, man. She's a hero. Okay, this is who the media needs to cover. There's a video, and I have this in an article that I wrote on the bricks, where she goes up to a car, and I think there were four white people in the car. It was hard to tell. And you see her handing the brick back and schooling them on what the hell are you doing giving a brick to a group of black kids. Okay, they're going to get in trouble. They're going to get killed if they're seen holding the brick. And she basically, you couldn't really see who was in the car. There was somebody with glasses, or, you know, and so people think it's Antifa or whatever. But it was a sedan with four white people, it looked like, and this African-American lady is giving back the brick that apparently they had passed out. They had been passing out to young black men. Whoa. Okay. What is the cause? That, you know, this is what I'm saying. Where this has gone is now far beyond, okay, you know what, we are rioting against what happened with George Floyd, and we will talk about his independent autopsy report. Thus far, the independent exam said that he was killed, you know, as a result of the restraint, and we'll talk about that in a second. So you're having people pass out the bricks, you're having people strategically put the bricks out there, what the hell? You know, so if people want chaos, then I bring the rain. I mean, this is ridiculous. And this is the other thing too. You know, who is paying, you know, for the businesses that are destroyed? I mean, this is supposed to be about Black Lives Matter now. Okay. And many of these business owners are black. Many of their employees are black. And now they don't have a job. They don't have a store to go to. So, you know, who do we help? I mean, I hear the celebrities are going to help bail out the rioters. Well, they say they're bailing out the protesters, but it's not the average peaceful protester that's getting arrested. It's the person that's throwing bricks. So who's going to be helping all these African-American business owners and employees and all that can't get back to work? I don't get it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another night of protests in many American cities. Fewer turned as violent and riotous as they had in previous nights, but in New York City, police are still processing a huge number of arrests. They're up to 700 from last night alone, and that makes nearly 2,000 arrests over five straight nights of mayhem in the Big Apple. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumed Democratic White House nominee, ripping into President Trump for his walk yesterday after remarks in the Rose Garden about the violent protests following the death of George Floyd. The president walking to St. John's Episcopal Church for what Biden says was surely a photo opportunity.
A president from the doorstep of the People's House, the White House, using tear gas and flash grenades in order to stage a photo op in one of the most historic churches in the country, or at least in Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News. Law enforcement is a risky business for officers during the best of times, but over a week of often violent and riotous protests in American cities following the death of George Floyd, many police officers have been shot. Four were shot in St. Louis during a protest last night. Luckily, all of them are expected to survive. And in Las Vegas, the police chief reports a couple of shootings overnight, one of them leaving a police officer badly wounded. In the other incident, police had to kill an armed man who was wearing body armor outside a federal building.
What has occurred is utterly unacceptable. I hope the community sees it that way, too.
What's still known as simply Tropical Depression 3 is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal in the Atlantic in a matter of hours. The naming will become official once the depression has sustained winds of 39 miles per hour or greater. TD3 currently in the Bay of Campeche, which is in the far southern portion of the Gulf of Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as the coronavirus rules change day to day, whether you wear a mask, whether you don't wear a mask, whether it's 6 feet or 13 feet or 4 feet or whatever, we're going to have the same back and forth as it relates to George Floyd. Now, George Floyd, of course, is the man from Minnesota who had died after police officer Derek Chauvin allegedly had his knee on his neck for about 8.5 minutes. And originally, it was not ruled a homicide. And the officers, the four officers that had detained him originally were fired. Then Derek Chauvin was arrested a day or two after the riots started for murder and manslaughter. Now, originally, the cause of death was underlying medical conditions and chemical toxins in George Floyd's body, and we'll talk about those. But an independent autopsy showed no, it was homicide. So we have actually two autopsies that were released yesterday, one by the county medical examiner and the other by independent pathologists that were commissioned by Floyd's family. But the two autopsy reports do differ on how the man died. Dr. Alicia Wilson, one of the pathologists who conducted the independent autopsy, said Monday afternoon that Floyd died as a result of mechanical asphyxiation. Now, mechanical asphyxiation means mechanical, somebody putting pressure, asphyxiation stopping breathing or stopping airflow. But the report released later Monday by the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office said Floyd died of cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement subdual restraint and neck compression. The manner of death was not ruled a homicide, but the office noted that it is not a legal... Oh, the manner of death was ruled a homicide, right? But the office noted that it was not a legal determination of culpability or intent. So that report is basically saying the neck compression or the actions caused him to have cardiopulmonary arrest. Now, some of you will say, what's the difference? Okay, he died, because there's a big difference between murder and manslaughter. If you do something that accelerates somebody's death, that's a much different crime than causing a death to happen in somebody that was completely healthy. And I know that kind of doesn't make a lot of sense to those of us not in law, because you're like, well, anybody could get hit by a bus. You know, I mean, anybody could have a heart attack. But, you know, like, for example, there was a case in Vegas where somebody pushed somebody, you know, in a scuffle, and that somebody then fell. That somebody fell, hit their head, and then had a bleed in their brain. That person happened to be on blood thinners. So if you push somebody in a scuffle with no intent to kill, is that the same as you, you know, going up to somebody and stabbing them or shooting them in the head? You know, so that's why there's different degrees, because there's intent, and then there's, you know, was there something wrong with the victim that put him at risk of dying, whereas, because, again, that's a part of intent. So let's say a police officer decides to restrain you and put your head up against the wall, okay? And that's something they do on everybody. And nobody usually dies. They put you up against a wall, and all of a sudden you know, faint and you whatever, because maybe they put you up so quickly and you had orthostatic hypotension or whatever. They you know, yes, that officer has some culpability, but if you had a medical condition that, you know, it again, it changes the aspect of the intent. So, again, that's more for a law show to break down. But that's why there's such a difference. So a preliminary autopsy report cited earlier by prosecutors said the county medical examiner's review revealed no physical findings that support the diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation. Now, those who saw the video see, and it hurts to watch, but you see a knee on a neck. Now, that might not look like two hands strangulating. That might, you know, but that is a body part compressing the neck. Well, we have another autopsy report. That's another independent autopsy report conducted by Wilson and Dr. Michael Baden. Now, Baden is the former chief medical examiner of New York City. He was hired in 2014 to conduct the autopsy of Eric Garner. Now, Eric Garner was a black man who had died when an NYPD officer, according to CBS News, used a banned chokehold during his arrest. Both Garner and Floyd pleaded with others that they couldn't breathe before their death seen on disturbing videos. And "I can't breathe" has now become a rallying cry among those protesting police brutality. And Baden had looked at George Floyd's case and said he died as a result of compression of his neck and back from the officer. That interfered with blood flow and his breathing. So Ben Crump, a lawyer representing Floyd's family, said George died because he needed a breath. He needed a breath of air. Now, some people have watched a video and said, but he's speaking. So if he's speaking, he's breathing. A lot of us can still speak without having full air. And again, if his air is compressed 50% or 70% and he has an underlying medical condition, the mixture can be bad. The Hennepin County Medical Officer, Examiner's Office said that Floyd experienced cardiopulmonary arrest while being restrained by the officer. The county autopsy said Floyd had other significant conditions, including arteriosclerotic and hypertensive heart disease, fentanyl intoxication, and recent methamphetamine use. The office had not previously released the findings, pending toxicology reports. So Baden said the further testing wouldn't reveal evidence of compression pressure on Floyd's neck and back, since the pressure would have been released when it was no longer applied. He said large areas of scrapes and abrasions on the face indicate that the force was used to press him to the ground. So one thing they could do is a scan and see if there were any blood vessel ruptures from pressure on the carotid and the jugular. Carotid is the artery, jugular is the vein. George Floyd was also having a nosebleed. In the video, you hear people say his nose is bleeding, his nose is bleeding. And people have asked, what could that be? Well, if you have an internal carotid artery tear, that could cause a nosebleed or a certain other bleed in the brain or backflow from the venous system. I couldn't see the nosebleed, but you could hear bystanders talk about the nosebleed, so that could have also happened. But like I said, this is a mess. I mean, it's tragic that he had to die. It's horrible to watch, and it's probably one of the biggest clusters I've seen, you know. And you know, personally, in that occurred by law enforcement. It doesn't mean all law enforcement do this. I mean, we got really good, you know, people out there protecting us. But unfortunately, this is why we are, you know, seeing the mayhem that we have right now. So Baden also said that he could find no underlying conditions that contributed to Floyd's death. He said he was in good health. Hennepin County prosecutor said Derek Chauvin, the officer, had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. 2 minutes and 53 seconds of this, he was non-responsive. Now, again, that's something else I can't explain. People were telling the cop, you know, he's out. He's out. Check his pulse. And nobody listened. And, again, he wasn't looking at his face. See, and this is the other thing, too, you know, which I always tell medical students and stuff, you know, when somebody starts to go under or lose consciousness, it's very quiet. When somebody sees, it's quiet. You know, we expect there to be all this music going around, like, you know, with somebody drowning. It's very, very quiet. And so you always have to, you know, in the medical realm, we're always watching. We're always on. Because, you know, the quiet is where things are bad. You know, that's why we have all these beep, beep, beep in the hospital. You know, because we just need the noise. Once we are trained that once there's quiet, something's wrong. When Mr. Floyd got quiet, yep, that's when something went wrong. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Dr. Dahlia Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many of us, when we were on lockdown or shutdown, we watched a lot of Netflix. And one show on Netflix that everybody seemed to be talking about, not necessarily raving about, I don't know what reviews it got, but people were talking about Tiger King show. I don't know if it's called the Tiger King show or Tiger Kings or whatever. And so for those of you that haven't seen it, don't worry, I won't spoil it. And I don't really see how I can. I was really underwhelmed. It was actually very difficult to watch. Not my favorite show. But, you know, again, you know, you're home and you're working from home and, you know, you can't go to the movie theater and you can't go out to eat, so you watch it. Well, basically, apparently, and I'm really going to kind of summarize without trying to ruin it for everybody, but that there are various, how should I call it, zoos. I don't even really want to call it a zoo because most zoos, I think, are more regulated than this. But I guess there were some owners of land and they had exotic cats. And they would sell tickets and zoo-like experiences with these exotic cats, allowing people to hug one, hold one, kiss one, do selfies, things like that. And so Joe Exotic, who is Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage is his name, he was in Oklahoma. And he gets into a tiff with a competitor, Carol Baskin. You guys have heard about Carol Baskin now for weeks. Okay, she's not dead. See, I did until I saw the show, I was like, okay, did somebody kill Carol Baskin? No, nobody killed her. She's alive and well. Thank God. Don't want to see anybody die. Tiger King, I believe, is alive still. So, okay. Tiger King is Joe Maldonado. So apparently he and Carol Baskin, and Carol's in Florida, have this ongoing competition to the point where he starts threatening her life. And he threatens her life to the point that he gets in trouble. They also do things to each other to the point where there is a legal battle. And this legal battle, Carol keeps trying to win. In the midst of all this, and again, I'm not really ruining it for everybody because this is a true story, I guess. Her husband goes missing years ago. So all over the internet, you're hearing she did it, she didn't do it. What are they talking about? They're talking about her first husband. Well, I don't know if it's her first husband, but one of her husbands goes missing. They can't find her. They don't know. People think she fed them to the tigers. I don't know. That could be just a stupid, vicious rumor. Who knows? But anyway, what's making huge headlines is this long-standing feud that has left Joe Exotic in prison. She now gets to own his GW Zoo, the Greater Wynwood Development Zoo or whatever. She gets control of 16 acres of land in Gavin County, Oklahoma, which is home to an animal park with a big array of cats. Joe Exotic and his group must vacate the zoo land premises within 120 days of the service of the order. Vacation of premises shall also require removal of all zoo animals from the zoo land. Now, when you watch the show, you look at these tigers, and oh my gosh, the baby tigers are so cute. And even the grown-up tigers, they just really are beautiful animals. I have cats and dogs, so I love animals, and big animals, I think, can be really, really lovable. Although, you saw what happened to, you know, Roy Horn. Even an animal that you trained and were with can every now and then have a bad day. And unfortunately, their bad day could be the end of your days. But this whole Baskin Joe Exotic fiasco, who knows if it was originally just for publicity or whatever, murder for hire plots and husbands missing and hitmen and all that and baby lemurs being sold. But anyway, Carol Baskin in 2011 won a trademark infringement lawsuit against Joe Exotic. He was ordered to pay her $1 million. In a second suit, she claimed he subsequently transferred the Oklahoma property to his mother in a bid to evade creditors. On Monday, the federal judge asked the property be returned over to Baskin. So, I don't think you guys have to watch the show, honestly. I think this now puts an end to it. This, by the way, this Joe Exotic ran for governor, I think, of Oklahoma. And then I think he wanted to run for, he wanted to run for president. Yeah, he wanted to run for president, and then he ran for governor. So, and that didn't shock me, because honestly, a lot of politicians, you know, I think he was pretty qualified. He knew animals. He knew how to drive people crazy. He knew how to start a campaign. But unfortunately, when you watch the show, you just see, you see, and this is the point I'm getting to in a second here. There's always a stage. People have a stage. I have a stage. We all have a stage. And then we have a curtain. And behind that curtain could be anything. Okay? With Joe Exotic, it might have been drugs. You know? It might have been mental illness. It might have been who knows. With Carol Baskin, it might have been, the murder of her ex or her previous husband or nothing. Who knows? Behind my curtain is old, like, you know, food wrappers, and I don't want to say I hoard, but I save things all the time. So, like, I have, you know, everything for my kids from school. I have, you know, jewelry, like costume jewelry. Even if I lose an earring, I save the other earring. You know, so I behind my curtain is, I always feel like I'm going to need something and I don't want to throw it out. I mean, I'll throw out old food, but I get that training from, you know, I had grandparents from the Depression. You know, you eat your plate clean. You never know when stuff is going to be taken away from you, like from the Nazis, you know, so whatever you have, you cherish, you know, and if you really have something that you don't want, then you give it to somebody else, but you never throw anything out. That never throw anything out is just something that, you know, ingrained. And I'm not a hoarder, but, you know, I mean, we have a house. You can come to the house. You can see the house, whatever, but behind my curtain is, you know, a mess. It's like I have stuff right here in my studio that I really probably don't need to have. I'm looking right now at a wire. I don't know what this wire goes to, but it's called RJPC. It's an adapter. I've had this adapter now in my studio for years. I don't know what it's for, but I don't want to throw it out because, again, it's an adapter, and I feel like one day I'll need it. But I bring this up, meaning we all have curtains. And, you know, you'll look at people and you'll look at their lives and you'll be like, oh my gosh, their lives are amazing. They have it so good, you know, almost everybody I know, I would not want to change positions with ever. You know, they have more money than me. They look better than me. They have, you know, maybe better jobs. They have maybe more fame. There is nobody in this world I would want to trade places with. No, not even the president. I wouldn't want to be in Trump's shoes right now. You know, if, you know, people wanted to, you know, let, you know, set the White House on fire and having a country that's about to fall into a Great Depression and all that, you know, and, you know, people always say the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Although there's a meme that's going around, I need to look it up. It has to do with something on, you know, how there's like, you know, dog poop on their grass, you know, so stay on your side where it's clean. I think that's really true. You know, you look at people going, gosh, their lives have it good, their lives have it good. You know, if you're able to peek behind their curtain or just assume they have one, it's not. All you're seeing is the stage. 1-877 Doc Belly.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.